Tomorrow night, Friday, at the National Concert Hall, the chief conductor of the RTÉ National Symphony Orchestra, Jaime Martín, will present an evening of music that features one of the most acclaimed young violin talents to have emerged in recent years. She is Eleanor de Mellon. She's standing at the playing microphone, as I like to call it right now. She's going to play a familiar tune. I think you will probably recognise it. But she's going to give it what I am now going to call the de Mellon twist. So let's hear the de Mellon twist on the familiar tune. Eleanor de Mellon with, yeah, Yankee Doodle went to town. What a horse he must have if he can go to town. Sounding like that, Jaime Martín.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, sit yourself down here, Eleanor.
The things
yeah.
that, you know, when you think, Eleanor. You know, I met Eleanor when she was 14 in Spain.
Now, and that's only 3 or 4 years ago now.
That was only 3 or 4 years ago. She's 18. You know, when you hear this, I was thinking now, listening to his mic, what was I doing when I was 18? Probably wasting my time.
I thought precisely the same as I heard her playing. Was there anything I could do that would even have sounded like one note of that at 18 in whatever field it was? The violin, obviously, has been with you. Not that particular violin. I know there's a story there. But the violin as an instrument has been with you for quite a while, Eleanor. Yeah. How many years? When did you start playing?
I started playing age 2, so that's been 16 years.
And how, you know, do you remember that moment? Do you remember picking up the violin and thinking, oh, I'm home now? Or what was that? What was that initial feeling with the instrument in your hand? You must have connected to it very easily, very quickly.
Well, I don't really remember the moment that I was given
the
violin. You
were 2, after all.
But I do remember one of my first violin lessons. And I really remember always standing in front of, like, Sarah Chang, Hilary Hahn videos. I'd Perman playing, and I would try to, like, pick up the pieces, like, all of the big violin concertos and technical pieces and just try to play it on my violin. And everything, all of the cartoon movies and everything, I would always pick up by ear and play. So my parents said, okay, let's take her to like music lessons.
And you grew up in Kingston, Jamaica?
Yes.
Yeah? And
yes.
How long did you live there before? Did you move at a certain point in terms of for music?
Until I was 9, but at 7 I already started moving all around the place. Mm.
So you were listening to Hilary Hahn.
Or any
whoever,
violinist.
Whoever great violinist that you could listen to. And you were saying, yeah, you know what, I'll just try that now on my violin. And you were 5, 6, 7 at that time.
3. Who knows?
3, you remembered at 3.
Yeah.
So the tune that you just played for us, Yankee Doodle, I mean, one of the great things, because we'll be talking, you're playing the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto tomorrow night.
Yes.
And one of the great things in it for a concerto is that we have these cadenzas, quite often written out by somebody. But given what you just did with Yankee Doodle, was that purely and totally off the top of your head? That's your own invention around Yankee Doodle rather than you saw it written down somewhere and you learned it?
So this particular Yankee Doodle, Henry Vietam, he wrote Yankee Doodle in like
19th century sometime, yeah.
When he went to America for the first time. But I did do the arrangement for solo violin on my own because it was originally written for violin and piano.
Right, so then
I did shorten it up because, you know, concert promoters, when you go with a 10-minute encore, they are not happy about that.
So audiences are really happy when you come out with a 10-minute encore, though.
They want 2-3 minutes. So yeah. I did it exactly for that, after a concerto, to make people happy and smile and just listen to something fun that reminds them of their youth or their childhood.
Yeah, well, certainly, will you watch me, Jaime, how much I was smiling during that particular piece. Pure joy just listening and watching. Even the introduction, you're thinking, this is going to go to Yankee Doodle. I can't believe it. The Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto, you and Eleanor have performed the concerto together before?
Yeah, that's when I met Eleanor when she was 14. Mm. That's what we performed for the first time. At that time, Eleanor was a student in Madrid, in a fantastic school in Madrid, Reina Sofia School.
Now, we know that, you know, people who become soloists, like Eleanor clearly is, you know, that they do start early. But how unusual is it to find somebody at that age, at 14, who can master something like the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto?
You know, there are lots of people with very young at a very high level, has always been. The amazing thing about Eleanor, and that's what I found when first time I met her and I worked with her, is that one thing is to play well the notes and to play the violin well. Mm. That's possible. But another thing is to be able to use the violin as an instrument to express something that almost you cannot express with words. And actually, Eleanor, when she was 14, she was very expressive, but there were things, I'm sorry to say, because you were 14, there are things that
weren't there
you are not there, but actually then she picks the violin. And then I could not believe, there were few things I could not believe. The one thing was your capacity to concentrate and to focus. It's something, when Eleanor plays the violin, is not just the notes. So when I am conducting near her, and you feel it's almost like a area around Eleanor that is almost untouchable because it's full of energy and full of concentration. And this is to arrive to that level of concentration, I find the most incredible thing about you, because to play, you know, practicing, you can arrive to play very well.
Yeah, but
to
get
control your
that.
Mind, to focus, and to be able to get things that you don't even know you have. That's amazing.
Well, I've never had a chance to ask somebody else this, because I've read lots about Jaime and how orchestras, you know, stand up and applaud after he brings them through a rehearsal, or they cry when he finishes a concert because they don't want him to go back to wherever he's going. Was there something that Jaime specifically did that helped you find that space, that concentration that he's speaking about, Eleanor?
Jaime has been a very important figure in my development. And I feel energy from Jaime's side, always. He always gives the most of himself, which is, I think, the most incredible thing a conductor can possibly do. You don't usually find conductors that actually want to to do what also the people from the orchestra feel like doing, or the soloist as well, or like work as a team. And finally, we all want to be just one person, not an orchestra and the conductor and the soloist, but one.
And that's important and for you as a soloist, that that's it's important to me one as a thing, not yes. not you and them,
no.
it's us.
No, it's us. It's music. It's not us. It's music. So that's something that Jaime does that is, I think, like one of his great talents to do that. And his energy and his nonstop energy is really irreplaceable.
I want to play a little bit of the second movement from, and this is, you kindly gave us a little bit of rehearsal today, so it is a recording from rehearsal, so let's be clear on that. I mean, although how it could get better than this, I'm not sure. Maybe give us a sense of what Tchaikovsky is doing. One of the things that he does, of course, he takes folk melodies, the likes of Yankee Doodle, but he works them in, and we're often talking about Slavic folk melodies that have a sadness and a lyricism to them. That's what we hear in the second movement, Jaime, isn't it?
The second movement is like an elegy. It's like is what the poet will write with words. It's what Tchaikovsky put in notes. It's like a kind of lament, but with a little dot of optimism.
All right. Well, let's have a little listen to this. I think was earlier today.
Was today? Yesterday. And as you say, it's a rehearsal. But
it's a rehearsal.
But
I'll take this. Thanks very much. Why did you only give me 1 minute and 34 seconds? That's such a tease.
Because I want you to go to the concert.
You know, I know how much I want to go as well. There's a small matter of work that gets in the way of the odd time. You were listening to that, Eleanor. How difficult is it to listen to yourself? I can imagine that you're incredibly critical, but you seemed happy with what you heard.
I'm not usually the most happy when I listen to myself, because I always want to achieve something better. And then that's when I really appreciate when fellow musicians tell me where I can progress and to become a rounder musician. But I'm actually quite happy with it, because we have worked pretty hard this week.
It's not that you are quite happy. You just said while we were listening, say, "Wow, this is better than I thought." So come on.
By the way, the violin. I was warned to be careful when I was coming into studio tonight, not to accidentally walk on your violin, or anything. You only have the violin 10 days. So where did it come from? How old a violin is it?
So the violin, it's not the violin I usually play on. I play on a Guadagnini. But the Guarneri del Gesù, it's the Saint-Anne violin, and it has a great history. I cannot say who lent it to me, but it's from a very generous person that has lent this, especially for the concert and the next couple of engagements. So I'm really grateful, and it sounds really good. It's a very demanding instrument, very bold, it has a very personal taste. So it's also really nice to play on something that you know that so many great artists played on it before. So I'm very honored.
I want to play a little bit of the third movement, just for a bit of fire to finish up. See how you feel about this, Eleanor. I wish that the audience could see you two over there plotting about what's happening as we listen there.
Well, she was just saying, there is one note there. This is a fantastic opportunity to hear just the day before the concert what we are doing.
What was happening in rehearsals.
But, you know, when I hear this now, and this is the rehearsal, we still have the dress rehearsal tomorrow, and then in the evening the concert, which always the concert has the extra level of magic,
because
the concert has the amazing thing is that you cannot repeat that, and of course the energy of all of us in the concert is different. You know, the shoes we used are only for concerts, so they are a little bit tight, so you feel you're in a concert, so everybody is a different thing. So if it sounds like this in a rehearsal this morning,
what's it going to like with tight shoes?
I think tomorrow people are really ready for a treat.
And if the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto, they also have an old piece you told me about before, Remembering Clara Schumann, Burn My Letters. This is a Schnelzer piece, a relatively new piece. And also the Berlioz Symphony, fantastic story of an Irish woman, in fact. And a County Clare and Berlioz's love for her. Harriet Smithson, the actress.
Of course, the actress. And Berlioz was very in love. And then the whole piece is about, you know, his fantasies. Yeah. And actually, already the way the piece starts with the flutes and do, 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 plum. It's like saying, okay, now I'm going to put you in a fantasy land. And then there we go.
Okay, well, listen, thank you so much, Eleanor, for coming in and for playing for us and for sharing that recording from rehearsals, because it's phenomenal to get a kind of an inside view or a listen to the rehearsal room with the RTE National Symphony Orchestra and Jaime Martín conducting. And the RTE National Symphony Orchestra with Jaime in the National Concert Hall tomorrow night. Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, not just a minute and 34 of the second movement and 42 seconds of the third movement, the entire work, all 35 minutes or thereabouts of it, performed by Eleanor de Mellon, who's been with us in studio here this evening, as well as the Symphony Fantastique of Hector Berlioz and new work from Swedish composer Albert Schnelzer about Clara Schumann. Concert takes place at 7:30 p.m. on the stage of the National Concert Hall, but there's a free talk beforehand with the main performers will be involved in that. Eleanor and Albert, the composer, in conversation with the RTE National Symphony Orchestra General Manager Anthony Long in sounding. So lots to attract you to the concert hall tomorrow evening.